Chaver, this past Shabbos Kodesh was Yud Aleph Cheshvan. The Yortzeit happens to be the Yortzeit of Rachel Imenu. Also, the Yortzeit, the fourth Yortzeit of Rebbe Amori, Harav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir, a Gadol that lived during our dor. Personally, this is not a day that goes by in my life that I don't think about the Rosh Yeshiva. And I find myself doing things in my life daily that I know I'm only doing, and the push that I'm giving because of the zchus to have a relationship with the Rosh Yeshiva, so much of who I am, is only because of that kesher. I could sit here for a very long time and talk about the Rosh Yeshiva, tell stories about the Rosh Yeshiva. We're not going to go there right now. I've done it before. You can listen. They're online on YU Torah. A couple has made them. But I want to share in the schus of the Rosh Yeshiva, right after the Yartzeit of the Rosh Yeshiva. We're still within the week of the Yartzeit. It's brought down a very special time, 3 days before, 3 days after. So I want to share a shmooze from the Rosh Yeshiva. It's really mainly just based on a shmooze from the Rosh Yeshiva that the Rosh Yeshiva gave 10 years ago. 10 years ago this week. But I want to introduce it to connect to something we spoke about last week. Last week we spoke about how the first two parshiyos of the Torah are full of chatoyim, full of rishoyim, really building and setting the stage of the foundation of Yiddishkeit, of the sur meira, which first of all we have to get rid of all that ra, all the bad from within us, specifically in the areas, as we pointed out, of kina and taiva and kavod, that all of those averos of the world really were founded upon kina, taiva, and kavod, and we have to get rid of those. And once we get rid of the sur meira in those two parshios, by the chet dor ha'mavil, dor ha'flaga, chet et hadas, kayin, so now we're ready to move on to aseh tov. We're ready to build ourselves. It's not enough to be a par of a yid. It's not enough just not to do anything wrong. Shkoyach, so I'm doing no averos. So I've taken care of sur meira, I've taken care of the kina, taiva, kavod in my life. But what about the mitzvahs? What about the aseh tov? Sur meira ve'aseh tov. It's time for aseh tov. And really, in this past week's parasha, parashas Lech Lecha, and moving into this week's parasha, parashas Vayera, we have Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu is the beginning of our nation. Avram Ivri, the first of the Avos, building the Yisoid, the foundation of all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he is the beginning of Aseh Tov. He's the beginning. We have to watch everything he does, every movement he makes, every word he speaks, our lessons, his Musar, it's Chizik, in what it is, the foundation that we have to have in our Aseh Tov. As these parshas are Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah, teaching us the Derech Eretz, before we receive the Torah even, of what our Midos should be, as our foundation of Aseh Tov. As we learn from Avram, and then from Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Sarah, Rivka, Rachaleah, and the Shvatim. So where do we begin? What's Yisoid should be Yisoid this when it comes to Aseh Tov? What's the foundation? What's all of our mitzvahs going to be built upon? So if you want to know how to begin as an Eved Hashem, a little bit later, not from the Torah itself, but a work a little bit closer to our time, so I believe you open up in Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim, the path of the just. And the Ramchal teaches us a Derech HaChaim, and a very Mesudr Derech HaChaim, a very organized, structured Derech HaChaim, as he teaches us in the end of his Akdama, in the end of his introduction, that everything in Yiddishkeit has to be step by step. And he starts with, as the Torah does, as we pointed out, Sur Meira, and therefore he starts after Perek Aleph, Bichovas Adam Alamo. That's just setting the stage of Avoda, understanding you have to have a purpose of life and what that purpose is. But then when he gets down to start working on that life, so first he starts Zahiris. Zahiris, watchfulness, carefulness, that's all about being sensitive to the Sur Meira. And after building that foundation of the Sur Meira, he moves on to our Aseh Tov. And where does the Ramchal start Aseh Tov? Zrizus. Zrizus. And it's based on the Brayis of Pinchas ben Yair. But he's teaching us that the foundation of foundations, Yisoidshi b'soidus, of Avodas Hashem is Zrizus. Zrizus. It's not just, Zrizus is not just something that's a hiddur mitzvah. That Caleb and Avihu. I could go and I could perform a mitzvah. I could do it zealously. I could do it with passion. But it's the foundation of Avodas Hashem, Zrizus. That's what the Ramchal is teaching us. It has to be fundamental in our Avodas Hashem. What Zrizus is, we're going to explain today, maybe a little differently. It's not just doing things swiftly and quickly. Zrizus doesn't just mean that. In fact, there are times when that would be terrible in a big sakana. You're going to Minyan, you want to get there very quickly, so you're going to speed in your car and not pay attention to traffic law because I'm getting there quickly and end up in a big accident, chas v'shalom. That Zrizus that you call Zrizus is Zrizus Yel Sheker. That going there very quickly. You want to go and you're learning, so you want to finish many Dape Gemara, so you quickly run through the Gemara. I run through the Gemara to go get it quickly. I can say, I finished a lot. I got through a lot. That's Sheker. That's not Zrizus. Sometimes doing something very quickly is not Zrizus. Zrizus doesn't mean swiftly and doing it quickly. What does Zrizus mean? We have to understand. And we will understand. But the emes is Zrizus is learned out from Avram Avinu, of course. If Zrizus is the beginning, as Mr. Charm teaches us, Zrizus has to be learned from Avram Avinu. He's the beginning. And if you open up a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara teaches us, Shazrizim Akdimin Lemitzvos. Zrizim Akdimin Lemitzvos. You have to be Zoriz and go quickly and perform mitzvos zealously. Makdimin has to be the first priority. We'll get back to that. That's what it is. The first priority. Where do we know it from? In this upcoming parasha, Shenemar, Vayashkeim Avram Baboker Vayachavosh Chamaro. Avram woke up early in the morning to saddle his donkey. Vayash came out from Babokar. He woke up early in the morning. He didn't sleep late to perform this mitzvah. He did it right away. Immediately. Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvah. Learned that from Avram Avinu. You know what that's talking about? You know that pasuk talking about what mitzvah he's going to do that is the source and the foundation of Zrizus? You know what it is? Akedas Yitzchak. Imagine it's Akedas Yitzchak. Avram Avinu is told to shecht his 37-year-old son, who he loves dearly, who he has promised would be a nation. So he performs, he tries at least to perform that mitzvah with such ava and yiras Hashem as we'll get to. But imagine he doesn't just do it, he does it bezrizus, akedas Yitzchak. On what? If it's a mitzvah, we're enjoying and we love it, shkoyach, I'll do it bezrizus. Akedas Yitzchak, vayashkim ha-voker, is teaching us we have to have Zrizus in all our mitzvahs at all the time. And of course, this Avram embodied Zrizus in all that he did. Earlier in the parasha, which interesting, it's not the source. The Torah, the Gemara is teaching us the source from a place that we wouldn't think Zrizus should be. To tell us even there it should be. But we could have looked earlier in the parasha. The Malachim come to visit Avram Avinu, bring him the Besuras Tovos about Sarah, to destroy Sodom. And the Pazik says, right at the beginning of the parasha, he looked up, he saw three people, three men. He just had his bris milah, he's suffering, third day, the most pain. He's in pain, bitsar. He runs to greet them. Performing achnas zorchim bitzrizus. And then moving on, a few psukim later, the pasuk says, after he brings him in, Vayimaher Avram ho helel Sarah. Avram hurries inside. Goes, quickly, let's bake up some stuff. Let's get the food. Let's do it. Zrizus. Zrizus in Achnasas Orchim. You see, Avram embodied Zrizus. Zrizus, zealousness in our performance of mitzvahs is Yisoichi Bisoidis. And the Rosh Hashiva, as Tzal explained, as it doesn't mean how quickly we perform mitzvahs. What Zrizus means, the way the Rosh Hashiva explains, was that we make the most of every moment and don't waste a second. Zrizus means I understand how chashuv Torah mitzvahs is, so I'm utilizing every moment of my life to serve the Rabbonu Shalom. That there's not a moment that goes to waste. That's the definition of Zrizus. There's not a moment in my life that I'm just sitting around wasting time. every second I'm doing. So I wake up early to do because I don't want to waste time sleeping when I've slept enough. Now right away I start my day performing mitzvahs. I don't relax and chill and waste my time. I'm doing mitzvahs. Every moment I'm doing mitzvahs. That's rizus. Every moment I'm supposed to be learning, I'm there. If Seder starts 9 o'clock, I'm there at 9. Not that I'm have to speed there. Not that I have to run there. Shalavai, maybe that as well. That's a higher level of rizus. But then I'm machshiv every moment. Every moment, and when I'm in Seder, every moment I'm learning, that's Zrizus. Zrizus means I don't waste 1 second. Rashiv explained the Mishnah in Avos. Mishnah Avos in the second paragraph says, Lo ha-baishon lomar. Someone who's a baishon. What's a baishon? Someone who's very ashamed. Someone who's a baishon doesn't learn a lot. So Pashup Shad is, what does that mean? It means that when you're a certain sense of busha, too much, sometimes busha is a very good thing. To have a certain sense of shame and not act in a particular way that's inappropriate for a Ben Torah. But sometimes Busha is very bad. I'm too ashamed to ask a question on a Gemara because I don't want the Rebbe to think I don't know that. Or too ashamed to ask my friend. I don't want him to think I don't know that. And Lo Abayish and Lomad, then you don't learn. If you're afraid to ask questions, you don't learn. But Rashiva took it to another step. When you're a Baishan, you're afraid to ask questions. So then you spend so much more time trying to figure it out. You end up being lazy, you get nowhere. And you waste so much of your time. Lo abayish and lomad, because you're wasting time instead of learning. If you just ask the question, then you move on to the next step and you learn and you'd be on top of your game and not waste time. Abayish ends up being an otzel. Someone who's ashamed and embarrassed to ask questions, he ends up being lazy. We have to make the most of every moment. That's the rizus. Not a moment of our life should be waste. It never should be wasted. Not a moment. The Rashiva said a story of a tzaddik, Rav Zelig Bengis. Rav Zelig Bengis was a Talmud Chacham, a gadol. And he was Messiah Shas many, many times. He was Messiah Shas many times. One time he made a tremendous Suda. When he was Messiah Shas, a big Suda. A big party, invited many people. And this is already, he's finished Shas many times already. And he made like little nothings. Suddenly he's making a big Suda. Why is he making such a big Suda? So someone asked him, Reb Zelig, what's Shad in this Suda? He said, this Shas I finished whenever I had time. That it wasn't that it was set aside for learning. I was using the moments when I had a few extra minutes here and a few extra minutes there. So I'm sitting by a chasana, by the chuppah, and we all know how this is by the chuppah. You end up sitting there and the chuppah doesn't start for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. What are we doing with my time? And Zelig Bengis, he sat with the Gemara, he sat and learned. And then he's at the train station waiting for the train, and he could sit there looking around and be people watching or chvesnish, shooting the breeze, but he sits with his Gemara. And then we go to a doctor's office, and for some reason a doctor's office is just the way it works. You always have to wait, and you're waiting there for chvesnish anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour, and you're thinking, what are you doing here? You're wasting your whole life. Instead, he didn't waste his life. He sat with his Gemara. And all those times that we waste, those in-between times, those moments of life, he grabbed onto them, and he finished Shas. And when he finished Shas, he said, this is a Sudas mitzvah I have to make big time. That's being machshiv zman. That's zrizus. That's vayashkim avram baboiker. That's zrizim makdim lemitzvos. That's the foundation of avodas Hashem. Because once you have that, you're gonna be golden. You're gonna be an avod Hashem on the highest of levels, performing whatever mitzvah might be, learning whatever Torah it is. We have to understand, time is something we can never get back. We can never get back wasted time. You know, we're all, and it's a beautiful thing, as a Yid, we emphasize the koyach of tshuva. And we emphasize that we could always fix. Efshel l'taken. Rav Nachman b'Brezov, if you learn in the Kutim Aran, he talks about this all the time, that if you're able to break something, you're able to fix it. And it's not just Rav Nachman b'Brezov. It's all Svarim, all Musar Svarim, all Chizik, is always teaching us and telling us the koyach of tshuva. Tshuva was created before the world. Tshuva was created before the world to teach us. We have the ability to fix. We have the ability to rectify that which we've done wrong, which is a big chizik to each and every one of us. It would be really depressing and very difficult to live through life if you don't believe you could fix that which is in our past. In fact, the whole world, it was Parshas Bereishis a few weeks ago, Behei Baram, Behi Baram, with the letter Hey. And if you look at Rashi there, why was the world was created with the letter Hey? And the letter Hey represents tshuva. That's open on the bottom, and you could very easily fall, but it's open on top as well. You could climb yourself back in. The whole creation of the world with that letter Hey. Because the whole essence of the world is the ability to do tshuva. And we're always taught we have that ability. And that's so true, and it's a big chizik to each and every one of us. But let me tell you guys something. Time you can't fix, you can't get it back. You can't get back a moment of wasted time. Never again. You waste a moment, you can never get it back. You can't say, sometimes I'll have one of my talmidim, they'll miss maybe a halacha class or something for a particular reason, some extracurricular activity that... And he'll come over to me and apologize, I'm sorry, I'm missing, nothing I could do about it, but he'll say, don't worry, Rebbe, I'll make it up later, I'll make up the learning later. And I say to him, with all due respect, I love you, and I understand you have to cheshbon what's important at different times, whatever it is, I'm not telling you anything, but I'll tell you one thing, you can't make it up. What do you mean you'll make it up later? What do you mean? So he says, I'm going to learn at night a half hour. Learn at night a half hour. So if you have the ability to learn at night a half hour, then that's that half hour you should have been learning anyways. So you're not making up this time. There's no such thing. So you could have learned both. You can't make up lost time. Time can't be regained. So Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos is the foundation of Avodas Hashem. And the emes is, we feel best about ourselves when we're productive and we're using every moment as well. It's not just that's how we'll be a true Eved Hashem. It's not just that's why Avram Avinu embodied Zrizus. Ultimately, we'll be most besimcha. The Gemara in Bamesia of Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara there talks about B'nai Mechuza. It says over here that the B'nai Mechuza, who are Ba'achloyshe de Mechuza, Achloyshe, it says on the Rambam explains, Choyfrei Adama, they dug holes in the ground. They were hard workers. It means they were hard laborers. The law of day, on the days that they didn't work, on the days that we weren't being productive, the B'nai Mechuza, when they weren't being productive, they weren't putting in every moment. Chvestesh, on Sunday, when they had off, Cholshe, they always felt weak, they felt down. You know what it is? Some guys come over to me all the time, and it's true. On a Sunday, when they're not at the same schedule, and they're not structured, not in yeshiva, not in college, not in whatever it is, not utilizing, they're not set up to utilize their time in a productive way. You feel sluggish, you feel down, you feel out. You don't feel yourself. And when you're pushing, you're putting in moment after moment and working hard moment after moment, I feel great. I feel I could put in so much more even. Because that's when we feel best, when we're in Zariz. What is the secret to Zrizus? How do we have this Zrizus? If this is the foundation of Avodas Hashem, this is where the Mesil Sharm begins, the Asi Tov, this is Avram Avinu, Zrizim Akdil Mitzvot, even by an Akedas Yitzchok, how do you have it? The Rav Shiva explained, my Rebbe, Ibn Natan Tzvi, it has to come from tremendous Hargashas Halev. When you have Ava, when you have Hargashas Halev for what you're doing, you can't take a moment to waste. You want to do more and more. When you love Torah, and you love mitzvahs, and you love Hashem. And therefore, it's obvious that in Yeshaya, in Yeshaya Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Ches, I've been told the only person that is told in Tanakh such a line, it says, Avram Ohavi. Avram, the one who loves me. Avram loved Hashem. Avram had passion. When you have passion, you have love, you love Torah, you love mitzvahs, you love Hashem. So it's Vayashkim Avram Baboker by an Akedah Yitzchak. It's Vayaretz Lekrasam, Vayamaher, Avram Hohel El Sara. Everything's Bezrizus. I'm not wasting a moment. And it's a Beferish Rashi that we see this is true by Akedah Yitzchak. Can't imagine. Akedah Yitzchak should have been done. Fine, Avram did it because he had Yiras Hashem, we think. True. And Avram did it because Hashem tells you to do something. How can you not do it? But we'd think and we'd imagine it was done ba'atzvus and done bitzar, done with sadness and depression. But that's not what Rashi tells us. If you look in Rashi, very famous Rashi, Perichav Beis Pazuk Vav, in this week's Sedra, on the Pazuk Vayolchu Shneim Yachtov, that they went together. Avram and Yitzchak, they were going together. So Rashi there says, Avram, Sheyodea Sheholech Lishchas Espino. Avram who knew at this time that he was going to Shechtas son. At this point, Yitzchak didn't know yet. Hayaholich beraton, and listen to this, beraton v'simcha, Rashi says. He went with a will, a wanting, and simcha. Ki Yitzchak sholei margish bedavar. Like Yitzchak didn't feel, he didn't know where they were going. He went besimcha. Imagine he was going besimcha to kill his son, because he's Ohavi, he loves Hashem. When you love Hashem, you have such passion. You have such passion for the Rabbanu Shalom, everything's in Zrizus. It's not besimcha that he was going to kill his son. It's besimcha to serve Hashem. You have to understand what that is. Of course he was going to cry that he was going to kill his son, but I'm besimcha to serve the Rabbanu Shalom, to be Moshe Nefesh, the Rabbanu Shalom. Then everything's bezrizus. fact, that one so unbelievable. I think the Shemesh Shmuel, tremendous Shemesh Shmuel. I think I've once shared this before, but it's mamish mind-blowing Shemesh Shmuel. That simcha that Avram with Mekayim HaKedesh Yitzchak literally saved the life of his son. How so? We know, Chazal teach us, Ein Shechina Shruya El Mitach Simcha. You could only have a nevuah, you could only have a prophecy, you could only have through simcha. Only through simcha. If you're not in a state of simcha, you can't have a... That's why we know, by Simchas B'Sheshueva, there was great prophecies, great nevuahs, by Simchas B'Sheshueva, comes Avram Avinu. So first he has a prophecy. Kachnas Bincha, Zuchicha, Zuhavda, go take your son and perform a kiddush. Okay, at that point he didn't know what he was going to do. He was in a state of simcha. He has his prophecy. So you think, if he's B'Tzar and B'Atzvus, he can't have any more prophecies in the time being. But he has a second prophecy. And what's the second prophecy? Al Tishlach Yorcha on Arvatas Lumoa. Okay, the Malach told him, but a level of Ruch Kodesh, a level of the Nevuah. Al Tishlach Yorcha on Arvatas Lumoa. Don't kill your son. Don't even give a little cut. Don't even do anything. Shemesh Shmuel says, if he wasn't in a state of simcha at that moment, as Rashi just told us, he would never have been able to receive that second prophecy, and he would have ended up killing his son. So this simcha, this passion, this zeal, this zrizus of Vayashkim Avram Baboker B'Akedas Yitzchak literally saved his son's life. And that's telling us as well what we're trying to say. Not only is this zrizus because of our passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we have this zrizus, when we have this Hagoshes Alev, will be most besimcha, will be best in our best interest. We won't feel down, we won't feel lax, we'll feel great about ourselves, and good things will come our way. Bez Hashem is Baruch Hu Shvizoicha. This is a little Torah from Hagoyin HaTzadik, my Rebbe, Ibn Tzvi, and this Chus Rosh Hashiva, to embody that which the Rosh Hashiva embodied. The Rosh Hashiva was mamish every moment. I don't think he ever wasted a moment of his life. Whether it be Bein Al Makom, Bein Al Chavero, davening, learning, helping people, I don't believe, there must not have been a moment of his life he wasted. Why? Because of his unparalleled love. His love for the Rabbeinu Shalom, his love for other people, his Ava for Hashem, his Ava for Yisrael. There's no one in the world that I ever met like it. So of course, how could he waste a moment? Every moment being used to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's what we should be Zoicha for, this Zrizus, and the Schus of that Zrizus will be Zoicha, as we see, through that Zrizus, Avram had Yeshuos. We should all be Zoicha to Yeshuos and Bracha every moment of life.